Four powerful lawmakers want to know why the Treasury Department has not ensured some of the tools that it used for its Recovery Operations Center or may not live on through the Data Act. All right. Leaders of two committees, the House Oversight and Government Reform and the Senate Homeland Security and Governmental Affairs Committees, write to Secretary Jacob Lew seeking answers ahead of Friday's hearing on the implementation of the Data Act. Federal News Radio's executive editor Jason Miller joins me now with details on why some lawmakers are concerned. Jason, good morning.
Good morning, Tom.
All right, so what do the Recovery Operations Center's tools have to do with the Data Act?
Well, what's interesting about this is Congress gave the ability of Treasury to, in the Data Act, to basically take the tools that are going to expire and let them live on. Say, hey, bring those tools in. We know they work. Let's take advantage of them. Why reinvent the wheel? Because what the tools have done in the Recovery Operations Center, if you remember, Tom, this goes back to the Recovery Act. They set up this RAT board, the Recovery Accountability Transparency Board, to oversee how the money was spent. It was extended through Hurricane Sandy funding because of its success with the Recovery Act. But now it's going to expire. And what basically the Congress said was, hey, let's have these live on, at least some of these data analytic tools live on within the Data Act, within Treasury. And so far, you know, a year into the implementation, if you will, nothing's happened.
And we should point out the Data Act, the purpose of it is to give agencies tools to be able to track spending and show the public how the spending is going, similar to the way people could during the RAT board era, in other words, correct?
Very, very right. I mean, what the Data Act is trying to do, as you said, is really say, where is the money being spent? Who's spending it? How is it being spent? With what companies? With what subcontractors? And really get to that level that, in many people would argue, has never been gotten to before. And part of that is also dealing with improper payments and making sure that, hey, if agency X is awarding to company Y, does company Y deserve the money? You know, have they violated laws? Do they have tax liens? Do they have other problems that would then become an improper payment? So they're being more proactive, again, instead of being what many times happens is many agencies are reactive.
And wasn't the sense of Congress in passing the Data Act, their expectation was that those tools developed to answer those questions in the Recovery Board would, in fact, live on in the Data Act?
Oh, absolutely, because of the success of the Recovery Board. You know, that's something that, Tom, we've covered throughout the last, you know, 6-7 years of the Recovery Act and the Recovery Board, where, you know, we've looked at how they've used the cloud, how they've used data mining tools, how they've used data from multiple sources, put it on a map and showed on the map where the trouble spots potentially are or actually are. And the idea was, hey, look at the success. Why give it up? Why not let it live? And I think, you know, Congressman and Chairman Jason Chaffetz and Elijah Cummings, ranking member of the Oversight and Government Reform Committee, and then Ron Johnson and Tom Carper, the chairman and ranking member of the Senate Homeland Security and Governmental Affairs Committee, basically are saying, what's going on with this? Why haven't you, Treasury, taken these tools yet? You know, GAO, who has been very involved in the briefing and the following and oversight of this Data Act implementation, briefed the committees back on June 29th. So, you know, a couple weeks ago. But the point is as of that point, Treasury hasn't done anything to signal that they're going to bring the tools over from the Recovery Board, which, by the way, Tom, expires at the end of September. So the end of the fiscal year, the Recovery Board will go away.
And so what does Treasury say about why they haven't yet brought along these tools into the way they're implementing the Data Act?
That's a good question. I think that's what we're going to find out on Friday at the hearing, maybe. They haven't announced who the witnesses are. I did send an email to Treasury asking for comment. I did get a response that said we're working on it. I did not hear back at all yesterday. So we don't know if they're planning to bring those tools over. We don't know if Treasury made a different decision. You know, I did talk to Hudson Hollister, who's the executive director of the Data Transparency Coalition, someone who's been on your show. And he also says, you know, listen, if Treasury, if they've decided not to absorb the Recovery Operations Center's tools and redeploy them, that they're missing a big opportunity here, because part of the goal of the Data Act was indeed what you said, to give agencies more insights to detect fraud and to have an incentive to make sure the data is high quality. And so it'll be interesting to see what comes up on Friday at this hearing, whether Treasury is going to testify, which I assume they will. We haven't, again, seen who the witnesses are. I imagine the Office of Management and Budget will also testify. And I imagine, you know, there'll be some others.
Because we haven't heard really much from the secretary, Jack Lew, about this. I mean, I know he's got to worry about the new design for the $10 bill and so forth. But is there a point person that Treasury has that personifies the way they're carrying out the Data Act? Because often that's a good way to make sure that things happen.
Correct. So the point person from Treasury is Dave LeBrec. He is one of the assistant secretaries, and he's someone who you know has done, I think, a very good job so far between them, Treasury and OMB, of really meeting goals. You know, they had a big rollout in May where they had policy, they had a Data Act playbook, they released initial standards, and I just actually checked back yesterday, and they've continued to release more standards. As of July 10th, they had released another set of standards. So though they are making progress, you know, they have to meet a deadline at the end of the summer as well to release all the standards. So progress is being made. It's not a lack of progress. I think the congressmen and the senators are questioning, you have these tools. The tools work. We know they work. Why not continue to use them? And I think it'll be interesting to see what Treasury says.
And also, I guess we should ask, what is the progress so far with the overall Data Act implementation? Because this is something that all agencies are going to have to be able to do, is report their spending under the standards now being developed.
Correct. And I think that's something that's why the hearing is happening on Friday. House Oversight and Government Reform Subcommittee on IT is holding that hearing. It's something that we will be covering, and I think we'll get a sense of where, you know, how much progress has they made over the last 6 weeks, you know, or 2 months probably by now, and then where they're heading over the next, you know, two to three months, and then looking more long term over the next 2 years to really get this implemented. This is a tough road they're going down. I mean, there is no funding. A lot of the standards, you know, it's about bringing people together and agreeing on, you know, what is this element? Do we all agree that the definition of this element is the definition of this element? And you think, well, how hard can that be? But as you know, Tom, you get 10 people in a room and you get 11 ideas.
I remember for many years, the Department of Defense tried to have data standards and data elements codified into some kind of library. And I don't think they ever really finished the effort. It was just too big. And so maybe this is what's happening at Treasury.
And I think, you know, I think part of the challenge is there is so much to cover. And, you know, the Data Act goes further than just contracts. I mean, it's contracting and grants and loans. It's any kind of spending from the federal government. Now, there's certain pieces of that they're further ahead on, like
sure.
Contracting, they're definitely further ahead on. But the other pieces that are coming will be difficult as well.
We'll know more on Friday. Federal News Radio's executive editor, Jason Miller, thanks for joining me.
Always a pleasure.